Hi, this is Christopher Edge, owner and operator of LA Edge Web Radio, along with my wife, LA. I want to thank you for tuning in to one of our special programs this evening, and hope you go to our website at LAEdgeWebRadio.com to check out more programming. Again, thank you for tuning in, and enjoy the show.
The following program may not be suitable for some listeners. Parental discretion is advised.
Welcome to Generations of Gaming, video game talk with a twist of humor.
There we go. Can everybody hear me now? All right. Sorry about that, folks. You there, Brady?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm having trouble with my headset, so I switched over to my cell to call in and forgot I had it on mute during the intro theme, so you wouldn't hear me coughing or yawning or sighing or whatever. And I had the whole intro down, and I screwed it up with that error. So, welcome everybody to a daytime episode of Generations of Gaming. Trying something new here at LA Edge Web Radio. We're trying to go daytime with some of our shows, so then that way the show will be downloaded, and you'll be able to tune in to Stitcher on the Stitcher app. It's free on your tablets and smartphones, and listen to the show on your way home during the evening traffic, commute, the metro ride, whatever it may be. So be able to tune into the show now and not have to wait until 9 o'clock at night to hear it. But this week, Bud, we're talking about the Game of the Year Awards and all the categories, all the nominees, and the winners. And so this is going to be a pretty lengthy show, so I'm going to start right off with the categories. And the way I'm going to do this is I'm going to give you the category, give you the nominees, and then I'm going to see if you can decide which game you would have chosen for that category out of the nominees. So there's a lot of them. So here we go. Let's start with best esports game. The esports game that has shown creative and technical excellence in 2016 with the best gameplay, community support, and content updates. Now, it came down to Counter-Strike Global Offensive by Valve, DOTA 2 by Valve, League of Legends by Riot, Overwatch by Blizzard, Street Fighter 5 by Capcom.
I'm going to have to say Overwatch just because of how much hype that game has.
And you got it correct. Overwatch won Best Esports Game of the Year. That takes us into the best esports team. The esports team or organization judged to be the most outstanding for performance in 2016, irrespective of game. Okay, so we have SK, Telecom, T1, League of Legends, Wings of Gaming, Dota 2, SK Gaming, ROX Tigers, League of Legends, and Cloud9. This one I was like, what?
Yeah, what was the first for League of Legends?
SK Telecom T1?
Yeah.
It was actually Cloud9.
Oh, wow. I should have said that. I had that in my mind.
Always go with the gut.
Yeah. Which game was that for again?
I'm just going to... That was for best esports team. I'm going to read a couple of these because some of these are really, really... They have actually put people's names. So I'm just going to say who won the award. The best esports player presented by Omen by HP. The esports player judged to be the most outstanding performer in 2016, irrespective of game, was ColdZera Marcelo David, SK Gaming Counter-Strike Global Offensive. So congratulations on that. Best fan creation for fan created content such as mods, fan films, and other player content.
Oh, nice.
They have Project A2MR, Pokemon Uranium, Brutal Doom 64, and Enderal the Shards of Order. However, they did not give a winner. So I guess all of them won best fan creation, I guess. I don't know. The trending gamer for notable influencer, online streamer, or media personality in 2016 was Boogie2988. So congratulations, Boogie2988. Here you go. The most anticipated game, an upcoming game that has shown significant ambition and promise in moving the game medium forward. So here's the categories, and you tell me what you think won most anticipated game. So we have God of War, Santa Monica Studios, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Horizon Zero Dawn, Guerrilla Games, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Mass Effect, Andromeda, BioWare EA, Red Dead Redemption 2, Rockstar Games, or the Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild by Nintendo.
Jesus, like...
Yeah, I know.
I'm thinking it's between God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, and definitely Red Dead Redemption 2. But I'm thinking Red Dead Redemption 2 is fighting with God of War. But I'm going to have to say, I don't know, because God of War's trailer was so, like, mesmerizing. Like, it was amazing. And whenever I watched it on EA, it was like, people were freaking out.
Yeah.
And people have also freaking out about Red Dead Redemption 2.
All of them. Mass Effect. You actually got to play Horizon Zero Dawn, and we've discussed that. But believe it or not, the most anticipated game winner was The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because I don't even really like the trailer for that one. That's just too, like, modernish. I like the old Zelda.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're really definitely, they've definitely gone next gen with it, and I find it interesting, though, to see how interactive it will be compared to the other Zeldas, you know, where the original Legend of Zelda, you just burnt certain bushes and you blew up certain areas.
Yeah,
I'm wondering if they're going
to
be more open world, free play style, or if it's going to be maintained by, you know, by map blockage and whatnot, where you can only go certain directions in certain places.
Yeah, if
so,
it was like that, I'd probably check it out.
Yeah, if it was open world, almost like a World of Warcraft or a Skyrim or something like that, that would be sick.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this one here is the one that I always like to look at. And I tell you, this one's going to be a tough one for you because... This is a hell of a category. We have best multiplayer for outstanding online multiplayer gameplay and design, including co-op and massively multiplayer experiences. The nominees are Battlefield 1, DICE, EA, Gears of War 4, The Coalition, Microsoft Studios, Overcooked, Ghost Town Games, Team 17, Overwatch, Blizzard, Titanfall 2, Respawn, EA, and Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, Ubisoft, Montreal, Ubisoft.
Wow. That's tough. Because, I mean, Battlefield 1's multiplayer, I know that is, like, ridiculous.
It's massive.
But I know Overwatch is also really popular, too. And what was the other one?
Titanfall 2, Gears of War 4.
Yeah,
Titanfall
2. I don't know. I mean, that game was big when it came out, but it's not really, no one really cares for it anymore.
I think the thing that a lot of people enjoy about the fact that it has a campaign now, and I think that may have, I don't think it hurt Respawn, but I think that it kind of took a little bit away from them with being just limited to multiplayer.
Yeah.
You know, like, I definitely Destiny 2 will be in this category next year. But the game that won Best Multiplayer, once again, goes to Blizzard with Overwatch. This game is getting some, telling you.
Yeah, I was about to say, good for them, because they made a, like, apparently they made a great game. I haven't even checked it out.
Yeah, I've never played it, and I need to check it out. Yeah, I saw that it's $59.99 on the Xbox store right now, but I always see that they have, like, free play weekends, and the next time I see one, I'm definitely going to have to check it out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the best sports and racing game for traditional and non-traditional sports and racing games. FIFA 17, EA Canada, EA Sports. Forza Horizon 3, Playground Games, Microsoft Studios. MLB The Show 16, SCE, San Diego Studio, SIE. NBA 2K17, Visual Concepts, 2K Sports. And Pro Evolution Soccer 2017, PES Productions, Konami.
Wow. Honestly,
What's your gut telling you?
I'm going to have to say Horizon.
Forza Horizon 3 won best sports racing game.
It did.
Here's a category where Epic Red's, it did. Forza Horizon 3 did win that category of best sports and racing.
Nice. That game is amazing. Just to put my input in on it, it's like, wow. Like, that's one of the best racing games I've ever played in my life.
Yeah, I mean, it looks incredible. I haven't played it. You've played it, and you said it's a really, really good game.
I'm
still trying to get through Skyrim.
That's what I'm on now, too. Like, Skate 3 and Skyrim, that's all I've been doing.
Now, that brings me to a good point at the end of this I'm going to bring up to you. So keep that in mind with the Skate 3 thing. All right. We're going to go on to best family game, best game for family play, including Toys to Life, rhythm, music, dance, and other genres. I think this is one that Big Red really, really likes. He likes a lot of the Dance Dance Revolution games and stuff he likes to play by himself in his bedroom. But the first one is Dragon Quest Builders, Square Enix, LEGO Star Wars, The Force Awakens, TT Fusion, WBIE, Pokemon Go, Niantic, Ratchet & Clank, Insomniac Games, Sony Interactive Entertainment, Skylanders, Imaginators, Toy for Bob, Activision.
What was the first one?
First one was Dragon Quest Builders, Square Enix, LEGO Star Wars, Force Awakens, Pokemon Go, Ratchet & Clank, and Skylanders, Imaginators.
I'm thinking it's between Ratchet & Clank and Star Wars, but I haven't really heard anything about Ratchet and Clank, so I'm just going to go with Star Wars because they're normally big games.
Actually, it goes to Pokemon Go.
Wow.
Best family game.
That's crazy.
Yep.
What?
Yep. Best Civilization 6 by Firaxis Games 2K. They won best strategy game. Best fighting game went to Street Fighter V, Camp of Capcom. Street Fighter V, best fighting game beat Killer Instinct Season 3, King of Fighters 14, and Pokken Tournament. Street Fighter V took
that
one for best fighting. Best RPG game was The Witcher 3, Wild Hunt, Blood and Wine. That game, it beat out Dark Souls 3, Deus Ex, Mankind Divided, World of Warcraft Legion, and Xenoblade Chronicles 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So The Witcher beat those games. Best action-adventure game. I'm going to let you see if you can get this one. It's for the best game experience that combines combat with traversal and puzzle solving. So,
Oh, that's my favorite type of game.
This is your category. So let's start it out. We have Uncharted 4, A Thief's End by Naughty Dog, Sony Interactive Entertainment. Ratchet & Clank, Insomniac Games, Sony Interactive Entertainment. Hyper Light Drifter, Heart Machine. Hitman, IO Interactive, Square Enix. And Dishonored 2, Arkane Studios, Bethesda Softworks.
Uncharted 4, hands down. That game was the best game. The best Uncharted I've ever played in my life, and the best, like, puzzle game that I've ever even seen. That game was amazing.
Then you're going to be shocked because Dishonored 2 won Best Action Adventure Game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, here's
That's
Best
so
Action
crazy,
Game.
Like,
go ahead.
Best
go ahead.
Action Game. Oh, I was going to say, like, Uncharted 4 was just so immersive. Like, there was just so, like, Like, Skyrim's puzzles are hard, but, like, those are, like, you actually have to sit there and think, like, for a long time. There's no hints, like.
Which really makes me intrigued to check out Dishonored 2.
Yeah, seriously, that makes me want to see what that game's about, because if it beat Uncharted 4 and that game is that good to me, then that game's got to be, like, I don't know how to describe it.
Got to be off the charts.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Well, I guess you could say if it's off the charts, then it would be Uncharted.
Never mind.
Oh my God.
Best action game. For the best experience focused around first or third person combat. Battlefield 1, DICE EA. Doom, ID Software, Bethesda Softworks. Gears of War 4, Coalition, Microsoft Studios. Overwatch, Blizzard. Titanfall 2, Respawn, EA.
I'm not say Doom because that game was like, wow, that game was ridiculous.
You got it right. Doom got the best action game award.
Nice. That game is like, oh my God! Each second, you're fighting off like hordes of demons. Like it's just like, God, does it ever end? And then the bosses are like, it took me a week to beat the first boss, and then the last boss. I don't even remember how long it took me.
And that was Doom. I haven't played that one.
You should check it out. It's crazy.
It looked nuts. But, I mean, I'm just sitting here, like, daydreaming, looking at the list of games. I'm like, man, Titanfall 2, Overwatch, Gears of War 4, Doom, and Battlefield 1. Like, man, what a category.
Yeah, that is crazy.
I mean, all five of those games have been highly rated. And for Doom to win that, congrats to Bethesda Softworks. Man, they win again with, you know, they took it with Dishonored 2, and now they get Doom with this category. Bethesda's, that's great. The local guys are taking it out.
They've been doing good this year.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is a category I think might be new. It's Best VR Game for the best game experience playable in virtual reality. Res Infinite by Enhanced Games won this one over Batman Arkham VR, Eve
what?
Valkyrie, Job Simulator, and Thumper. Res Infinite won Best VR Game.
I mean, that game does look, like, I haven't really seen much of it, but, like, I figured Batman would have won that. I mean, like, that tells you kind of that Batman's not as good as people thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I haven't seen Res Infinite. I have no idea what it is.
I'm trying to remember if it's... I've heard of it, but I don't remember if I've seen it.
Yeah, this is the first I've heard of it. I'll have to check it out, do some research on it.
Yeah.
Best mobile handheld, Pokemon Go took that.
Of course.
Best independent game, a game called Inside by Playdead. It's called Inside. I believe it was actually nominated. It was one of the nominees for Game of the Year as well. So I have no idea what Inside is. I apologize for that, but they did win Best Independent Game. So congrats to Playdead for that. I will be sure to check out Inside. I believe it is nominated for Game of the Year as well.
Wow.
Games for Impact, That Dragon Cancer by Numinous Games took that one. Best Performance, Nolan North as Nathan Drake on Charter 4, Thief's End.
Nice.
There was actually three people nominated from Uncharted 4 for that. Nolan North as Nathan Drake, Emily Rose as Alina, and Troy Baker as Sam Drake. We're all nominated. Nolan North took that one. Best Music and Sound Design, Doom by ID Bethesda took that one. Best Art Direction,
Dang.
Inside by Playdead won that one, and it beat Abzu, Firewatch, Overwatch, and Uncharted 4.
Wow, that's crazy.
Best Narrative, Uncharted 4, Thief's End by Naughty Dog,
yep.
FIE. They took that. Best Game Direction went to Blizzard for Overwatch, and this category
was
stacked. They had Blizzard for Overwatch, DICE for Battlefield 1, ID Software for Doom, Naughty Dog for Uncharted 4, Thief's End, and Respawn for Titanfall 2. And Overwatch won Best Direction. Yes. And that brings us to Game of the Year.
Oh.
For a game that delivers the absolute best experience across all creative and technical fields. Here are the nominees. Doom, ID Software, Bethesda. Inside by Playdead. Overwatch by Blizzard. Titanfall 2 by Respawn Electronic Arts. Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, Naughty Dog, Sony Interactive Entertainment. You, my son, have the choice of saying which one of these games took Game of the Year.
Man, Well, I don't think Doom took Game of the Year. I mean, it was good, like, it was amazing, but it was just, like, a fast-paced, like, kill or be killed type.
Right.
It wasn't, like,
right.
enough of, like, a story and, like, inside information to be, like, that. So I don't
right.
think
it was just
Doom.
For action, I get it. I get why it won action.
Yeah. Yeah.
But for Game of the Year, I agree. I believe a game of the Year needs to have exactly what it says, the best experience across all creative and technical fields. That includes, to me, that includes storylines, artwork. I mean, it has to be a game that is the absolute best of the category. So Doom's out. Okay, so it brings us down to Inside, Overwatch, Titanfall 2, and Uncharted 4, Thief's End.
I mean, I know I'm not counting Uncharted 4 out because that could very well be it, because the graphics and artwork and everything, like you were just saying, in that game were, like, indescribably amazing. It was ridiculous. It was like playing a movie. Like, but I mean, Titanfall 2 now has that, like, apparently the story mode's
campaign.
Pretty good, isn't there, a campaign? Yeah.
Yes. First time, yeah. Respawn put one in Titanfall. In Titanfall 2.
I mean, that could have got it for them, but I don't know, Overwatch might, I don't know if I could consider that being Game of the Year.
Well, Overwatch is Game of the Year.
What?
Yes.
That is ridiculous.
Overwatch. Yep, this is according to GameSpot's article called Overwatch Wins Game of the Year at 2016 Game Awards.
Sure.
Yep, Overwatch, congrats to Blizzard. They got Game of the Year for 2016. Another game I'm going to have to check out. Very interesting,
yeah,
though. Very
if they got Game of the Year, then...
Yeah. So, I mean,
that's it.
That's the Video Game Awards for 2016. Now, here's what I wanted to ask. with backwards compatibility now being recognized across most platforms on consoles, I believe there needs to be a category for most popular backwards compatible game.
Yeah, that should
and that can be that could be across Nintendo, that could be across Xbox, PlayStation, you know, PC, whatever. But I think that well, PC really it's not. No, that doesn't really that's stupid for me to say that because you can pretty much play any game you want.
Yeah.
But I think there needs to be a category that recognizes the backwards compatible games. I think that would be really interesting to find out which games across the platforms of Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation were the most popular and then which games.
Even though they're already out. Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying like the most downloads or the most purchases.
Like after it was already backwards compatible, like it's still pushing and got that much popularity.
I would be interested because I think there'd be some games on there on that list that would be surprising. I think games like Red Dead Redemption may not even make the list.
Yeah, seriously.
Because I don't think it's that popular of a game.
Anymore,
as it was, right. When it first came out, it was. But I think because of the
hype of the
second one, I think a lot of people like myself went on to try to check it out, but then were like, you know what? I don't want to ruin what's coming in the second one with the graphics that I'm seeing right now. And although it does still look good, it's you can still tell it's 360. Where you know the new one's just going to look phenomenal.
Oh my god, it's going to be ridiculous. A whole other year of developing too.
And I really think that that's going to be a very very strong runner for Game of the Year next year. I know it's a year away, but Red Dead is. I don't know though, with it not winning most anticipated, and Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild. Winning that, I think it's going to be an interesting year next year when it comes to the Video Game Awards because with that category for most anticipated, that already gives us an idea of what to look forward to next year. And so I think Red Dead 2 is going to be, I think it's going to be a front runner, but I don't know if it might win. I don't know. But I tell you hope. Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just saying, at least hope it will win one award next year because I know that game's going to be amazing. It's going to be so great.
I'm just excited about it. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the fact that I saw an article that I really wanted to check out, but it said that everyone missed the original Last of Us 2 reveal and watched Mario creator Shigeru Miyamoto perform the game's theme. It's a video on GameSpot, but underneath of that it says, Bully by Rockstar is re-released.
Yeah. It's Android. It's on like, not Android, it's smartphones and everything. Like it's a smartphone version of it.
See, I'm waiting for it to be backwards compatible.
Yeah. I saw it and I was like, Bully's on Xbox? And it was like, oh, it's a new phone game. And I'm like, oh, well, that's cool, I guess. Here it is, right here, the Bully Anniversary Edition, Android apps, yeah, iOS and Android. I mean, it's the same thing, like it's the exact same game, like it's the whole game, but it's just on a phone. I'd rather play it on a screen and with the controller, not touching the screen.
Right, right. Well, I just would rather have it to play on Xbox One, man. I love that game. I love that game.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, like it was like, they put like, they like mixed it up with together with like Grand Theft Auto. Like it had like a Grand Theft Auto feel to it, but you were in high school or whatever, middle school, whatever it was. I didn't really play it that much.
Well, there was an article back in October of this year that I read, then I had it saved under my bookmarks and I just pulled it up. That said Xbox One, backwards compatibility, Bully Scholarship Edition coming this month. And it says that supposedly Bully is supposed to be backwards compatible. But
really?
I have not been able to figure it out.
Huh. Hold on.
But it's saying that. But then it goes on to say that there is a chance that it could become backwards compatible, but there's a strong chance that with them working on Red Dead and putting all their time and effort into that, that most likely it will not. And
yeah.
I find that hard to believe because they've already re-released the first Red Dead. And Bully's, what, 10 years old? So,
yeah.
To me, it only makes sense that if you're not going to do that and make it backwards compatible, then that makes sense to me, or that steers me in the direction of wondering if they're going to make a remastered version.
It's possible. I mean,
I love Bully.
I remember, years back, I remember you playing it, like, that was, like, a game you played, like, all the time.
I loved Bully. It was so much fun. So much fun. He's just a kid running around, a boarding school or private school or whatever you want to call it, and just causing trouble. You have to go to class. You have to do certain things in class. And it was just a fun game. It was just a very entertaining game, and I think that's kind of the direction I'm going with video games now. I'm not going so much with the whole multiplayer aspect, of like teaming up and playing in like a FPS type environment with military. I'm really enjoying games that I like to play and that I enjoy playing. I was talking to Mike B. Bad, and, we were talking about the Call of Duty 4 remastered version that's out. And I told him, I said, I thought I would be really into that game again, because at first I was. I haven't even prestiged once yet. That just tells you just how limited I am to playing it. And here's why. It was fun when it first came out. It was new. It was kind of at the very, very dawn of multiplayer gaming. It was one of the games that people really went to because there wasn't really a lot of multiplayer games that intrigued me other than like Halo. And when Call of Duty 4 came out, it was something different from Halo. And I'd already been playing, Halo 2, Halo 3. And I was having a lot of fun with those, but they were becoming repetitive. Now, since Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare came out in 2006, 2007, whatever it was, 2006, I believe, there have been so many other games like Destiny, like GTA, just all the different multiplayer games that I've played that have really kind of taken over the expectations of gaming. Like back when Call of Duty 4 came out, originally, it was a boots to ground first-person military shooter. Loved it. Thought it was awesome. You know, you had your weapons, you had your perks. That was it. Now it's like so many games are so in-depth with the different things that they have and that you can do that it's almost like I feel a little robbed only having the basics on Call of Duty 4 where I have all these other things that I can do in all these other games. You know what I mean? It's like it's very it's very one-dimensional. You know, this is what you do. This is the objective. This is what you have to do. I like other games that really make me – like Skyrim. I'm really, really getting hooked on Skyrim now. And I just like games that give me other things to do than just one objective.
Yeah, like I can choose what I want to do right now. Like I don't have to go and do that mission. I can go do another mission or go just get some stuff that I need. Like I know exactly what you mean.
Right.
Like
and you know, and it
don't tell you what to do, pretty much.
Right, like free roam. I love free roam games, and I know unfortunately, like games like Skyrim and Fallout. I know they're single player, and a lot of people are like, "But we don't get to play." But you know, I get that. I really enjoy playing those kind of games. I don't know why. I think it's just the personal challenge of what you can accomplish.
Yeah.
You know, where I enjoy playing with a team and, you know, especially when we win, it's like, great, good job, guys. But there's something about single-player games that I really just – I still prefer over multiplayer. And I don't know if that's just, you know, the age process of gaming for so long that – I've experienced a lot of different styles of gaming, and now I'm finally getting to the point of where it's like, you know what? I need to start getting back to playing the things that I want to play, you know? And
I feel the exact same way.
Yeah. You know, just like playing Madden. Like, I love playing Madden. Madden's always my go-to game in the fall. Like, that's my number one game in the fall. I love Madden. And, for years, I didn't really play it because it was the same thing over and over and over and over. Well, you know, now we have Ultimate Team. Now we have Draft Champions. Now we have all these different things that we can play that add new flavor to it. And I think that that's what I was trying to say originally with Call of Duty 4 is that, you know, we've all joked about it, but I will give them the credit on this. They did do an outstanding job on remastering it. I think it looks very good, and they did keep it completely 100%. That includes, except for the glitches of getting out of the maps. You can't do that anymore. But as for, like, the spawns, the really bad spawns where you get shot in the back, the glitches, the freezing of the game, that's all still there. They left that there for us, guys. It is a great game, but if they had a category for best remastered, I definitely would give it to Skyrim, though. You know, but Call of Duty, nothing against Call of Duty 4 remastered. I think it's a great game. It's just, when I play it, it's kind of like, I've done this before. You know what I mean? Like, like, I've played Skyrim before. But it's
different, though.
It's different because I didn't play it in the same order of missions or quests that I played the first time. So it's like
actually affects it, too.
Right. And I mean, yeah, I'm
re-experiencing
some of the same missions, but it's different because I don't remember everything that was entailed. Where
exactly,
when you play Call of Duty 4, it's like, I know this is what I have to do. We have to go kill the enemy, or we have to defuse or plant the bomb. This is what we have to do. That's it. There's no side things. There's no other objectives. That's it. And, you know, I think it's a great game, a great go-to multiplayer game if you have nothing else that you enjoy playing. and that you want a little bit of old school experience to just kind of get out of the next gen realm for a little bit, it's a great game. But like I said, I'm getting back into Star Wars Battlefront. I'm getting back into.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still into Madden. I'm playing Skyrim. I've been messing around with a little bit of everything. I played Bejeweled 3. I'm trying to beat the conquest in that. So I mean, it's just I've been all over the place gaming wise. Be able to find out that Overwatch won Game of the Year though. I'm very, very intrigued because it's like, I had no idea. I mean, I know a lot of people talked about it and how great it was, but I didn't think it was.
I didn't know it was that good.
Right, I didn't think it was the caliber of where it wins Game of the Year. So,
and beating
kudos.
Those games that were nominated, like, there's got to be something about it that's like hooking people.
Yeah, this is a big category.
Game
of the Year is a big category, and for Overwatch to come in and take it, that's very, very impressive. I think it's exciting that it's just not the same games every year like we experienced, 10 years ago. I think it's neat that there's new games coming out, like games like The Witcher 3 and Overwatch and all these games that are laying down this foundation for Game of the Year. I think it's great that this is the direction that the awards are going in. And it's just unfortunate that they no longer hold the award show on TV, on Spike TV like they used to.
I know. It sucks.
But if you do go on your Xbox One and go to the store under apps, download the IGN app, you can watch the award show on there, I believe. Pretty sure you can watch IGN.
Yeah, I think I watched the E3 on IGN app on my phone.
Yeah, they cover E3, which that's one of my favorite times of the year.
I can't wait for
E3
next year.
Yeah, E3 is going to be incredible. We're still in 2016, and I don't want to jump into 2017 yet, but we pretty much are finished up with 2016 game news-wise because it was all building up to last weekend's Game of the Year Awards. And so we've got them. We know what won. We know which games now. For all the kids out there listening or even adults who, have a significant other or kids that, people are asking, what can I get you for Christmas? Hey, if you want something new and something to check out, ask for Overwatch. If it's good, if it won Game of the Year, it's got to be well worth the money.
It's got to be something with it.
Yeah, it's got to be definitely something with the game that a lot of people are liking. And maybe we can get, maybe I could talk to my buddy Mark and see if he can come on next week or, maybe I'll talk to Merv or Halo or Dak or, see if I can get somebody on that's played it that can come on and really just kind of explain it to us and explain it to the listeners on what exactly Overwatch. Yeah. I'd be very interested to find out about it.
Oh, yeah. I'm intrigued by it. Ever since you said it won Game Awards, I've been just thinking, what could it be in that game that's so great that gave it that title? That's what I want to know. Because I know that what the game's about. It's like that crew that you fight things like every other game. But there's something different because it wouldn't have won Game of the Year Awards if it was just a regular old first person shooter. There's got to be something
right.
That's
and plus
the
win, a couple other categories too. It's not just one category. It won quite a few. So it's there's definitely something. It's funny when you look at the video game awards. I always like to try to kind of compare them with almost like the Golden Globes or Oscars, and say, oh wow, that movie won. Wow, it won a couple categories. It must be a good one. And then when I watch the movie, I'm like, wow, I can see why this won. I like to look at it like that because it's Overwatch to me now is almost like that movie that won that I haven't seen yet. and that I really want to see now.
Because,
like I said, I've had so many opportunities to jump on these free play weekends that they offer, and I have not checked it out. And I feel bad about it, but like I said, I haven't really been actively gaming like I used to. I'll jump on here, I'll jump on there. But I used to, like, really, really get into a game, and I'd really play it. I haven't really done that, and I don't know what it is lately. I bounce around from different games all the time, and I just don't understand why. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going through that. Sort of, not really, though. Like, the games I've played in the past week were Skyrim, Skate 3, and maybe Battlefront. I can't remember. Like, normally, sometimes I'll just sit there and be, like, tired of playing a game and just play, like you were saying, you have Bejeweled. I have Zuma with the frog.
Oh, Zuma, right. Yeah, where you shoot the marble, right.
Yeah, like, anytime I'm playing, like, an actual, like, big game and I just get bored, I just throw that on and do a couple rounds of that because it's, like, mixes it up a little bit and gets your mind clear and ready to go back into it.
Right. It kind of breaks up the consistency. It does. It really does. That's why
like
I play Bejeweled 3 because I'll be like, all right, you know what? I'll play some Bejeweled, get my mind cleared up. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, it's good to do that rather than getting frustrated or mad at a game to the point of where you're like, screw this game, I'm not playing it anymore. You know, if it ever gets to the point of where you're getting so frustrated, just leave the game, you know, quit it, go and find a puzzle game and just play it. You know, Tetris, I have Tetris on my thing that I play a lot. And you know, it's really good to just have a nice little side game, something like a Pac-Man or a Frogger or a Dig Dug, or, you know, I have Millipede and Centipede and Galaga. I mean, I love my old school game, but it's a game that you can throw on, play for 5 minutes. It's not something that you have to put an hour's worth of time into.
Exactly. That's what I like about
it. And that's what's so nice about the arcade games. You know, it really is. Because, I mean, try to put Skyrim in and play it for 5 minutes.
Oh, my
God. It's not going to happen.
I don't know why that just made me laugh so hard. Like, that would be ridiculous.
I mean, like, what are you going to do? Fast travel? By the time the loading screen
literally
is done, the 5 minutes
shut
up.
Off, like...
Yeah. I mean, it's... So, I get it. You know, I get what you say whenever you say you like to throw Zuma in. Because I'm the same way. I'll get frustrated with certain games, or it might even just be you turn on the Xbox and be like, you're looking through your games, and it's like, no, 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 you know, and it's like you just don't feel like playing anything, and you run across that one game that you may not have played for a while, and you're like, you know what, I'll give this a shot, and then it kind of reboosts, you know, it gives your gaming vibe a little more of a recharge. That's nice. Yeah. But, I mean, that's the great thing about gaming, though, isn't it? Is that the fact that we can play pretty much whatever we want, and we can escape the reality of real life for a little bit through these video games. You know, we're still going to have our problems, and we're still going to have our issues, but it's a nice little breakup. From the daily routine, if you will. So that's why I don't know. You know, people still say, man, you're 44 and you game. I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, I've been gaming since I've been, Atari 2600. I mean, I was, what, 6, 7 years old.
That's like irrelevant. That's like saying, oh, you're 50 and you still smoke? Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but you know, with smoking though, you've got to look at the the demographics of smokers is a lot more older people that smoke. So, but I get what you're saying. You know, it's like saying, hey,
I mean, it's
you're
like
15.
Saying, like, you're, well, then, like a hobby. Like, oh, you're 50 years old and you still go fishing? Well, yeah,
right.
I enjoy it.
Right. But, you know, and that's we all have our hobbies. And for some people, video gaming just doesn't make sense to them. You know, and until they actually experience it and witness it, like, there's been a few occasions where, you know, I've had, you know, a friend or Lee, you know, has had a friend of hers over, and I've been gaming, and they've been like, hey, and I've been like, hey, what's up? And they're like, what are you up to? And I'm like, yeah, just gaming a little bit. And then they'll see what I'm playing, and they're like, wait, this is a video game? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, it looks like a movie. And I'm like, exactly. You know, that's...
Yeah.
I think what the problem with gaming is that a lot of people don't... I think when people think about gaming, the only reference that they have to turn to is whatever experience of gaming that they know. So if it was something from, like, back when they were a kid, in their mind, video games are still 8-bit little side-to-side scrollers, you know, and they're not – they haven't experienced a Forza Horizon or a F1 or a Madden or a Star Wars. You know, they haven't had a chance to really see what video games have to offer. And, exactly. And, you know, and that's why gamers, all of us, we always get the label of being fat and lazy and living in our parents' basement and that kind of stuff. But, you know, it's like Halo said. You know, Halo and I had a really, really good episode about this. And it's like he said, you know, he has a friend of his who's like a pretty high up with like Amazon or Google or one of those companies. And he's a big-time gamer. And it's like, you know, that's just it's just, I don't know. To me, gaming is – it's more than just turning on a gaming system. It's an experience. It really is
an
experience.
You can learn things, like literally.
You can learn things. You're right.
Like you can play a game and then play it for so much and go out and try that specific thing and actually know what you're doing, because they don't just – throw it in there and be like, oh, yeah, this is how you do it. No, they actually make it, like, the way that it's actually done. So you can learn from it. Like, people just think video games are just there to just fry your brain. They actually do the opposite.
Well, if anything, they spark your neurotransmitters. You know, they make you use your cognitive skills to think and... you know, kind of strategize and visualize different things that you may not have looked, or different ways of looking at something that you may not have looked at it that way before. And, you know, and you're right. It's definitely an enhancement for me. The thing that people need to realize is, especially with the next gen consoles, these are not, to me, they're no longer gaming systems. And this is one thing I've always had an issue with, was that when the first NES came out, it was called the Nintendo Entertainment System. I always thought it needed to be called the Nintendo Gaming System, because I believe that the consoles of today are true entertainment systems, because you can watch television on them, you can watch movies on them, you can listen to music, you can play games, you can watch Netflix, you can, you know, whatever. You can look at the internet on these gaming systems. So to me, it's no longer gaming systems, it's entertainment systems. And, I mean, people don't even need to buy cable boxes anymore. They can plug them directly into their consoles. And so it's like, to me, these video games, as people say, they're more, to me, I think that there's probably more video game entertainment systems in people's homes than a lot of people realize.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know why I got on this tangent about it. I just remembered, like, a flashback of somebody saying, like, when I was in GameStop not long ago, and I just stopped in just to check things out, and a young guy behind the counter, you know, I had to ask about a game, and he was like, oh, you're a gamer? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh, I just thought maybe you were in here for your, you know, a child or something. And I'm like, well, I do have a son who's a gamer as well, but I'm also a gamer. And, you know,
yeah.
It just kind of was like, you know, that's, it kind of hit me wrong. Like, what are you trying to say? Because I'm old?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
like, come
I mean,
on, man.
It's all Mike.
Oh, man.
They'd be like, what are you, are you lost? Like,
yeah.
No, what are you talking
sir,
about?
Sir, do you need me to hit your medic alert thing on your wrist? Are you okay? You wander off from your family? Like, no, like, we're here to pick up video games. No, we're here to get video games. Thank you very much. But yeah, so, you know, if you know anybody out there who downs video games, don't just feed into their thing. Kind of explain it to them. Be like, do you even really know what they do now? Like, have you seen what these gaming consoles are capable of? They're basically computers.
Like,
I mean, computer hard drive.
Whenever Xbox came out with, because I have a friend, well, my friend Keyshawn, I've told you about him before, he doesn't call his Xbox a gaming system. He calls the PlayStation a gaming system, but he calls his Xbox an entertainment system, like you were saying, because of the fact that, like, the mods, for an example, that's amazing that there's now mods to games, like, on a console. That was never even possible before. I remember reading an article a couple of years back that, like, was explaining how it wasn't ever going to happen because of the fact that there wasn't enough, like, technology there for them to do that. And then, look, boom, they did it. Like,
They're breaking strides continuously in the gaming community.
I mean, for gaming.
I mean, we have virtual reality now. Yeah. I mean, we've heard of virtual reality. Like, I heard of virtual reality when I was growing up, but it was, like, stuff that you saw in, like, Total Recall, you know, and things that were really futuristic that we would probably never see in our lifetime. And now it's out. You know, they have virtual reality.
They have those, like, machines that, like, you stand up, fold out, and you stand inside of it and run and jump and everything. It really does that, like, in the game. Like, it's ridiculous.
Right.
Granted, it probably costs a good couple thousand, but still, the fact that it's real is just mind-blowing.
Well, that's why, like, I'm really excited to see what 2017 has in store for us. I know Microsoft is planning to reveal their Project Scorpio.
Yeah.
Or Scorpion. Is it Scorpio or
Scorpio?
I can't remember.
Right. Scorpio.
Yeah, Project Scorpio. Which is supposed to be astronomical in price. Which people are, I think that's just speculation, but... I mean, we have Red Dead 2 dropping in the fall. A lot of other games that still haven't really even been announced yet that we'll be hearing more and more in the next, you know, I'm sure weeks and months to come. But as for right now, let's just soak in the rest of 2016, folks, and enjoy these games. We definitely will be back before Christmas. We still have another couple weeks. So we'll be back next week sometime during the day. We don't know what day, when, but we'll post it.
Very spontaneous.
We're
going to
kind of just bounce around a little bit. Yeah, we're going to bounce around a little bit. Just kind of make it almost like a nightclub in the city where you get an invitation and you can come visit us.
You can come visit us.
Yeah, you can come stop by and listen to us for a little bit. But for now, it's been an hour, and this show has
it really?
Reached.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
It has. It is 2:59. So it has been an hour of the show. We've covered the Video Game Awards of 2016, and congratulations to Blizzard with Overwatch. Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent job. Very, very happy to you guys for winning, and I think it's awesome. So I'm definitely going to check the game out. Probably not till after the first of the year, though, because with Christmas coming, I'm not going to go buying games. That's just kind of like slap in the face to the missus for what she got me. So I'll wait till after Christmas. But we'll definitely be back next week. And thanks for tuning in. Any last thoughts there, bud?
Get rid of your PlayStation, get an Xbox.
There you have it, straight from the source.
From the source.
He knows. He knows. He's your gen. All you younger people listening, he's your generation, so he's telling you. I'm the old school
like,
guy
seriously.
For the old school generation. You know, so we've got both generations of gaming here covered. So we got the young ones, got the old ones. We even have the mid-range ones. So, hey, thanks for tuning in. And we will see you next week. Goodbye.